I will be coming. The promised church, the promised bride will soon be coming. Will soon be coming. And because he tarried, ideas began to come that has produced what we see today in the denominational center. The priesthood now has been removed. Now, the high priest that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have churches that have priests. Where did they get that from? It is man's idea that have brought about ordaining women pastors. It is man's idea that produced headquarters with branches. It is man's idea that produced employment of pastors. Employed pastor to be employed. The most educated ministers on earth are reverend fathers in the Catholic Church. They have doctorate degrees in philosophy. Very educated in all fields. As educated as Michael Conco is, doctor. Higher research are for the leaders of the Christian faith in Nigeria. Dr. Olukoya. Hey, this man has no respect. They have no respect for men of God. Do they have respect for the word of God? If they have respect for the word of God, then why are they not obeying the word of God? As mighty as these people are, simple doctrine for justification, they don't know it. That the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. It's in the Bible. That we are to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. They can't see it. You say I should not wonder. They make me wonder. I wonder. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, I said that it's the same Father. So I didn't say they are of the devil. Did you hear me? I said they are of God. Redeem is of God. Choosing is of God. Unless you know what I don't know. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? Trem is of God. Winners is of God. Unless you know what I don't know. But I don't know where I know now they talk. I believe they are of God. Praise the Lord. Because Ishmael is of Abraham. Do you understand? You understand? Now, let me dissect one scripture for you. John chapter 6. See. Before I go to John chapter 6, there's this popular scripture. Matthew 11:28. Let's read it first. Just for emphasis. It says what? Come to unto me. Who is the person speaking? What did he say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, Abby. Come. That's why altar call is made. Come, Abby. But see, there are two groups of people that will come. There are two groups of people that will come. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 6. Let me read it from verse 36. From verse 36. But I said unto you, that you also have seen me and believe not. But my emphasis is verse 37. That's where you see the two groups. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Let me read it. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. See where the two groups are. All that the Father giveth me, that is, all those that God has ordained that will be with me. They are from the foundation of the world. Their names are written in the book of life. And he will not lose any. He says so. Then he said, and the second group, and all that come to me. There is one that the Father gave him, and there is one that on your own you came to him. Oh, they are in that verse. There is the one that the Father brought to him. And there is the one, if you come on your own, I will in no wise cast you out. There is the one that God gave Abraham, Isaac. And there is the one that was offered to Abraham. He did not cast away. He collected the bond woman. He still had an affair with her. There are two groups in the Church of Jesus Christ. There are people that came into the ministry by the idea of men. Do you know what? If you come, he will anoint you. Hallelujah. But when it is time to enter the kingdom, you say, I never knew you. That is the mystery of salvation. You know what? Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you notice the mystery of this wearing of earrings? Why would the Holy Ghost now begin to talk about wearing of an earring? Now, no other age has had the emphasis as it is now. The emphasis is, you daughters of God, don't wear earring. And the question is, what has earring got to do with salvation? After all, it is not what I put on. It is who I am inside. I'm speaking in tongue. I have love. I evangelize everywhere. I pay my tithe. I am the one that is sponsoring the building. I have sponsor ministries everywhere. What has that got to do with it? That I wear earring. There is a mystery to it. It is part of the separation process. It is for identification. It is God telling us something. In Judges chapter 8, there was a group of people that God told the children of Israel, tell them that they pray, they went to fight them. And they pray, he said, they pray the earrings of your prayer, collect them, because those prayers, they were Ishmaelites. The identity of the Ishmaelites were earring. In Israel, when you see a man or a woman with earring, who is that person according to Exodus chapter 21? The slave that refused freedom. The denomination, praise the Lord, God is using this issue of earring to separate his daughters from the children of bondage. The bride of Jesus Christ will not put on a ring. And let me tell you, amen. Continue to use your eye and what you are hearing to confirm that somebody is a child of God. I will judge them by the scriptures, not what I see. Because there is self-righteousness. I am also aware that you may not be wearing a ring, yet you will be a witch in the church. So what do I use? By their fruits we shall know them. And when we say by their fruits, there are some fruits that we can see and know which tree produced that fruit. There are some trees that we will not know the fruit that they are bearing. Because a witch may be sitting down here and operating witchcraft seed and disturbing people, may look very sweet outside. You will never know. Even if you see revelation, say, this man a wizard. This woman, I don't know. The devil is using his face. That's why the Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he said, let them that nameth the name of the Lord do what? Depart from iniquity. God knows all of us. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He that cometh to me, Abraham, said, I will not have, who not like free food? Even God created angels to worship him. But the position of a son is different from the position of an angel. Praise the Lord. That's why he didn't come down here as an angel. He came down here as a son of man. That position is higher than any angel. Angels are our servants. Hallelujah. You have to take note of these points I am dropping to make you understand what makes you different from other Christians. And I'm not telling you so that you become my church member. I'm speaking now to the whole world. They are hearing me. I'm talking about you being a Christian and knowing who you are. And always to know that many are called. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Everybody, they come. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Everybody is coming. Because we move forward. Amen. You discover the story of Esther is the story that begins with Matthew 11:28. There's need for replacement. There's need for replacement of Israel. They rejected Christ. They rejected the feast that was offered. Queen Vashti. Therefore, another replacement. What did he say? Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And people think that if you are going to come, just one preacher will stand up there and say after me. It's not say after me. Oh, there's a process. Oh, there's a process. There's a process. There's a process. You don't even have to come to the altar before you receive Christ. There's nothing in the Bible that says you must come out here. If you come out, it's good because it's your own way of openly declaring your stand. But the important thing is come with your heart. It is a state of the heart of total surrender for God to do a work of salvation in you. But he said, come. Announcement was made. So, everybody, all the women, they are going for the marriage. All the women are going for... I am quoting Esther chapter 1 and chapter 2 in case you don't know where I'm talking from. That's the story of King Ahasuerus with his queen Vashti that rejected that call and she had to be put away, but there must be a replacement. And here is one slave girl, unworthy person, not worthy to be a queen. And then she too, her uncle sent her, join them. After all, you be woman now. Are you no woman too? Are you no woman? We too will not be church. We will not be church. Because I don't get a private jet. Does it mean that I'm not a Christian leader? The young shall grow. When they grow, they just start with the jet. So do I know whether one day I will have a jet? No, but I'm not walking towards it. The thing what they worry me past jet now. The thing what they worry me now is to see a group of people who claim to be the bride of Jesus Christ and portray it, show it. Until we come to that, we have not achieved anything in the ministry. Because I am aware that when I come before Christ, I will not give account of the number of jets I have, the houses I have, the designer cloth I have, the big auditorium, the beautiful air-conditioned auditorium, the big city, the camp that transformed from an ordinary camp to a city. I will not, in fact, they will all be destroyed anyway. So where will I produce it? When fire is coming to destroy all of them, according to the Bible. But there is something that I will present before him, the souls of everyone here. Now, does it mean that I don't want aeroplane? For now, I don't need it. Do you understand what I mean? You give me an aeroplane, it go park there, the tire go rotten. You cannot go anywhere where they go. and come to me. The slave girl also came out. If they say, pastors in Lagos, in Nigeria, they have meeting in Abuja, and they send the invitation letter, do you think they will remember Bride Assembly? Now, this is where I got this mystery. This is where I got this mystery. That why did Solomon had 700 wives and had also, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But do you know something? Amen. It is only one of the children, amen, that he had. David had 300. David also. But only one son, only one he picked. Where are the rest? It will make you understand what we're trying to say now. Hallelujah. So the maidens, everybody came out to answer the call. But you must go through a preparation process before the marriage proper. You have answered the call. It's not enough. I am born again. I'm born again. There is a preparation process. Receive the Holy Ghost, the hope of glory. You receive it. Boah. What did he say? Christ in you. What? Eh? Hope. That means you never go glory yet. Eh? That means you never go. It is hope. It means you can lose it. Listen very well. It is hope. Why? Because if it is a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, he will lead you to all truth. So it's not enough. I have received the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I am sure. I have received the Holy Ghost. I am sure. Do you know something? Nobody receives the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God will tell you, I am now in you. So why are you saying you have received the Holy Ghost? He didn't tell you, I am now in you. But you have assurance that you have received the Holy Ghost. Because you know the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, you have answered the call and it's an action of the Holy Ghost. Now, you come to the process before you become the queen. You have to undergo a process that has seven chamberlains, their duty, eunuchs in the palace of the king that prepare the queen for the king. If I stop now, go and think of this. Have you identified your chamberlain? Who is that chamberlain? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. If it's the Holy Ghost, it's the Holy Ghost seven. Did you not see the book of Revelation that God has seven spirits? Don't you know the seven spirits are the seven move of God that we move through seven men, seven ministries? From the first church age, the church is going to undergo seven church ages. Each age has a star messenger for that age to prepare the bride for that age. People are not understanding it. I'm born again. I'm born again. I'm born again. Speak in tongue. Everybody, speak in tongue. Speak in tongue. Who told you received the Holy Ghost so that you will speak in tongue? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not given so that you will speak in tongue, so that you will see vision. Babala won't speak in tongue. They don't have Holy Ghost. Marine spirit, what do you call them? Marine worshippers. Familiar spirits, they see vision. Clearly, they don't have Holy Ghost. If operating the gift of the Spirit is evidence that you have the Holy Ghost, then everybody in Sele has Holy Ghost. If the speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, Then, everybody in the Pentecostal church has the Holy Ghost. You're speaking in tongue. You're going to fornicate. And you're still speaking in tongue. You have Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will lead you to fornicate. We know better. Is it by their gifts you will know them? By what? A tree is known by her fruit. It's by your fruit. But we know that those fruits can also be impersonated. You can impersonate holiness. You can impersonate love. You can impersonate all of them. All. But there's something else you cannot impersonate. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You cannot impersonate revelation. You cannot impersonate revelation. Because there is truth and there is error. Hallelujah. And William Branham was the one that told us, say, if you see anybody manifesting any gift at all, he said, what should you use? What is the test? It's the word test. The word test. You see a pastor ordaining women pastors and he's doing miracle signs and wonder, wow, God did this church. Oh. Then suddenly you see his wife coming to preach. Praise God. Ah. Amen. It's okay. You will go to her. Mommy, the Bible does not permit you to do that. And you show that woman in the Bible and he say, get out. That is the test. The person is operating gift. He has the gift of the Holy Ghost, but he doesn't have the giver of the gift, the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You see, maybe there are visitors in our midst. Please, don't think otherwise. Don't be stumbled by what we say because the way we preach is not the way your church preaches. But please, just bear with us. Keep coming. You will soon understand that we are on the same destination to heaven. Just along that road, we're trying to make it clearer. We just want to make the road clearer so that we don't miss the road. Because if you read this Bible, you will see that what we see in this Bible is not what we see in Christian faith today. Something happened. And verse 6 of Romans chapter 9, Apostle Paul said, not all Israel is of Israel. Not everybody who is saying, I am a Jew, that is of Israel. And I'm saying here also, not all Christians are of Christ. That's all I'm trying to establish. So that you move away from religion to Christianity. From religion to revelation. So I don't just become a follow. For how long will you be walking in a journey that you don't know where you are going to? How will you be, you are in a faith and you don't even understand what is happening? Everything happening in the Christian faith has history when it began. The church is a mixed up. But I'm here to prove to you that it will not continue like this for long. There will be a separation. And the separation is going on now. That is the mystery. You belong to one of the groups. So that you'll understand those seven chamberlains. So that you'll understand the eighth chamberlain. So that you'll understand the ninth chamberlain. Amen. In Esther chapter 2. they are all speaking about the church. So you understand why the bond woman and her child had to be cast away. Then you'll understand Revelation chapter 17. The harlot and the mother of harlots. That woman there. Three women in the Bible. Symbolic women. In Revelation chapter 12 is Israel. That woman in Revelation chapter 17 is the denominational system and their headquarters. Rome and her daughters. You say it's a Pentecostal church. The daughter of Catholic. Who is a daughter? Not the person where you give birth to. Are they not product of the Protestant movement? Did they not protest from the Catholic system? They are all returning now. They are all returning. Listen. The Pope is busy gathering them back through the Ecumenical Council. And I'll tell you this story and I will close. What did I say? The Pope of Rome is gathering the denominational daughters back to herself. There's also another woman in Revelation chapter 19. It is the bride of Jesus Christ. She's identified by a dress. And that is a righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is separation time. Listen. It is separation time. Hallelujah. The separation, I said, is going on now. The Ecumenical Council, they are gathering themselves through their various associations. Because according to Matthew 25, they are supposed to be in bundles. According to Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and tares, the tares are bundled and the wheat too are bundled. But how are they bundled? The tares are bundling, beginning with Christian Association of every country. Pentecostals refused to join. They have all joined now. Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. They are part of Christian Association of Nigeria. Christian Association of Nigeria, I think the bundle has expanded now. Then, they bundle themselves and they have registered in the World Council of Churches. WCC. And what I'm telling you is what is going on now. It is the separation time. And WCC, that is for the churches. We have Hindus. We have Buddhists. We have others. They are busy bundling themselves and they will come under one umbrella known as the Ecumenical Council. With all their leaders as members of that council, with their mother, the Pope, as the head. But while that is going on, hallelujah, God is also uniting the bride to himself. We are through the word. Now, let me tell you this. And it is always with a ministry. What is going on is a ministry. God has always used ministry to call his own. Even now, there is a ministry. That is where we have that story. We have said it here several times. Of that example of from that story, that chicken, that eagle, hallelujah. An eagle, in case you are hearing me for the first time, an eagle, mama eagle, went and laid her egg somewhere in the bush. And to start with, amen. There is a reason why he had to lay that egg in the bush, because eagles don't lay their nest on the ground. It is on the rock, far above principalities and powers. But a condition must have caused that eagle to lay her egg there and flew away. Maybe went to prepare the nest so that he will come back and pick the egg. and go there where it's supposed to be. But before he came, a hunter came and took the egg. Beautiful egg. Took it home and mixed it with the egg of his chicken. Amen. And the mama chicken was brewing them. Brewing over them. And when it was time to be hatched, he was also hatched among chicken. But an eagle is an eagle. A chicken is a chicken. Hey, Jesus. It is talking about predestination. It is talking about the nature. There is a nature of the seed of God. Hallelujah. The seed remained in you. Even though you didn't know any other better. I am telling you the story of a Christian that gets born again in a denomination. You are there, and then you are thinking that this church is your church. This denomination is your denomination. Worshipping the papa and the mama. Promoting that family business. And you are thinking you are serving God. But there is a nature in you. When those chickens, including that eagle, they were looking at the mother chicken as their mother. How can a chicken give birth to an eagle? It's not possible. Small time, the mama chicken come and say, everybody raise up your hand, everybody begin to speak in tongues. There is a nature of sincerity in you. That you know what you are doing is just follow. This is not real. You know the Bible said they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So you too, you will join. Small time, you say, Kai. No. But you thought you see other chicken in the spirit. So you will say, maybe I'll not get Holy Ghost. Okay, I can follow them. You do it for so long. A sister told me she was in Christ's embassy. And anytime she wear trousers, go to church, she was feeling uncomfortable. So she decided to be dressing, wear her long skirts, and the rest, those other chickens, will be laughing at her. And you know what? They never mind their business. Anytime you dress properly and go there, those trouser-wearing, naked, appearing sisters, they'll be looking at you, why are you dressed like this? Why are you dressed like this? Why are you not showing your breasts? Why are you not showing your lamb? Come at you. Don't dress like those people. Don't dress like those. They are chickens. You try it, there's no peace in you. You try it, there's no peace in you. Hallelujah. Suddenly a gift, a prophetic gift begins to work in you. Then you see, you are now seeing vision for people. And you are seeing another prophet, Yogio, prophet apostle, doctor. They always bear funny titles. Prophet is not enough. They must add apostle on top. Senior apostle. Or senior prophet. Doctor. PhD. And all that. It's the identification. That's how you know them. That's how you know them. He's charging people before praying. And you go and face him. Sir, the Bible says freely we receive. Freely we should give. What does it tell you? Get out. I started the prophetic grace before you. We are the fathers and the founders of the prophetic move. What do you know? Okay, now. You try to charge also condemnation. Why? The nature in you, you are an eagle. And they begin to teach some of these, their funny doctrines. Your spirit just cannot receive. But you don't know any better. You need to be separated. And God knows where his own is. That mama eagle is aware that this egg is somewhere. Somebody picked it. Hallelujah. To start with, the wings of an eagle. They are different from the wings of a chicken. So that you will know why the denomination cannot go to certain scriptures in the Bible. Why? Because when it comes to heavenly things, there is a limit they can fly to. But the eagle is a heavenly bird. Oh, glory be to God. The eagle is a heavenly bird. And you are there. Then, the rapture will start first with a shout. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. What is that shout? That is the shout for the separation. That is the shout for the separation. The mama eagle is shouting to catch the attention of the baby eaglets that are locked up in the denomination. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. The target is not for everybody. Don't try to go and change any denomination. They will never change. Ishmael remains Ishmael. Hallelujah. His mother is a slave woman. His origin can never change. You can never convert the Catholic system. You can never, never, ever change any of these denominations. You can't. The message we have is for those eaglets in there to come out. That's why the denomination, that is our evangelical field in the ministry of restoration. Go out to them there. Don't expect everybody to hear it and believe. But there are smaller pastors who have not gone too far yet in that era. It's easier for them to correct. And many of them are correcting now. Many of them are correcting. There's one in Abuja that called me. I had to give him the phone number of a pastor in Abuja. He said he wants to be baptized so that he can come and baptize his members. He said because he heard me say somebody in bondage cannot deliver another person in bondage. He wants to be free so that he can free his members. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they baptized him and they sent the pictures to me. And I was so happy that we are making impact. And some of you too, you had that same revelation. Some of you watching me now, you are not able to go to church. You are sitting by your television set now because you had the message come out. The denominational system could not contain you again. That is why there is a restoration ministry. The restoration ministry is the separating ministry that is going on now. But there is another group that after they came out, the same father, the same mother, Esau and Jacob. Same father, same mother. Amen. But there must be separation between the two of them. There must be separation. And they are the end time message believers. We shall look at that next time. God bless you. Can we stand up?